Welcome to Mentally Untable Adventures, Episode 12, Monster of the Week, Season 1, Episode 5.
This podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and in general is not fit for human consumption.
Well, it's Monster of the Week, and it's the finale. Everybody off of the boat. Last one left gets to carry the check. Have a good one. Enjoy the show.
I think, given the fact that the thing that was between us is now gone, and she just...
You got the two naked people.
Shotgun blast like a boss. I think I'm going to reach out and grab her and kiss her, and she's got a shoot on, and we both just ditch out the side of the plane.
You're gonna grab her.
Yep. Okay. I'm just.
Do you feed at this point?
No.
You have to roll to see if I feed on you. Because this is hot. This is so hot.
This is some hot life or death shit.
Oh, and I do.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's
one harm.
I'm not sure. Can I
tough it out?
I don't know if that's a tough out one.
It's up to him.
The intimate embrace of your lover.
That's probably
the two naked bodies.
There's no toughing that out.
Maybe that's why her and I are getting it on, because she can handle it.
Yeah, take it. That could be.
You'll take the harm from that. Now you're free falling out of an airplane.
Okay, you need to squeeze this guy's.
Are you badly hurt?
I don't know. What
did you guys roll for your investigations?
I haven't rolled that.
Okay.
One that's in front of you, there's still one more.
They didn't 7 know. Plus 2 is 9.
And did you end up... Oh, you didn't help at all.
Nope. He didn't.
This escape pod...
Are you still checking out that tire from when he was over there?
Yes!
There is a way.
He'll figure out the world soon. Just go kick ass.
There's enough room, and the technology is there, to get everyone into the escape pod, seal it up, and then control the plane from the escape pod.
Okay.
The problem is you have no idea how to do it.
Great, so we don't know what the start button is.
Right. Do you know somebody who might?
On that black box, we don't know.
Svetlana, but she... Svetlana is...
She's not much in the technical... Well, she's more of the expert in the monsters.
She's got a sharpness, though, to her.
Well, it could be.
What about Brainiac over there?
Hey, he's the tech whiz.
Yeah.
Your internet man would be the one that would be able to figure that out.
But he also, contrary to what I told him to do...
Yeah.
Well,
he gets experience for doing exactly what you told him to do.
I don't care about your stupid experience.
I know, but that's...
I told you to do something.
Well, that's what you figure out. All right, priest hard on.
Yes. Did you tell me anything in the intervening moments there?
I haven't
about
got
magic?
A turn.
No, but you could just do that right now, because
I'm
asking
still downstairs.
If you did. I am also still
downstairs.
Oh, are you?
I have not gone anywhere yet.
You two are the only people still on the
cargo bay. Maybe we should recap. Where is everybody?
I am still absolutely
upstairs.
Okay.
Downstairs.
Escape pod room. Outside the plane, flying, just getting a kiss of a lifetime.
Yeah. Shooting my friends.
Upstairs, shooting friends. Got Spring Heel Jack in his stony grip. Should I use Thorn Transporter?
No, I've decided I'm not going to do them just because we haven't thoroughly tested them or anything.
Fair enough.
So I am going to tell Priest Harden that I'm kind of sensing these darkness, but they have gone away now. But
all of them are...
Yeah, they have all disappeared now. Yes.
The three that she sensed are.
Yes. So I've only sensed the three. The one I don't know what it did. Wasn't really know what was going on. The second one brought the second one.
Okay, the second one did something and then disappeared.
The second one brought
Jack.
I was
downstairs.
The third one, we have no idea, really.
The third one disappeared after Nipple Clamper grabbed on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, they are all gone, but we don't know what they're doing, and they said that there's really no... But they're not sending any harm to anybody right now.
Okay. Since this seems like the point at which we just really, really badly need to be off this plane, What I do is I say, do you have your stuff? Like, the things that you need, you have it?
Yeah, because remember I said I brought it.
Awesome.
Got
your nook?
Yep, yeah, your nook, everything,
I'm
you got good. It?
Yep.
Okay. Grab her by the hand. I grab Malekith, who is still unfortunately passed out, who has saved my life before, and I understand that I owe them for it. Here it comes. I have angel wings. I can go instantly to anywhere I've visited before, somewhere in Texas, which is relatively near.
Austin.
Yep, and I can take one or two people with me. So I need to make a roll.
Please, please. Let me show off. Oh, the dice get to decide.
Where do we go if you don't make it?
You're really putting your life in
this. So,
I'll remind you of
the guy that jumped headfirst into a cargo door.
He is the reason this started. It is. I am not the reason
I want to enchant my dragon.
No, but that's why she would fail. You can't prove that.
Yeah, I tried to look into that. I got a Sprinkeel Jack in the face.
Okay, so here we go. We're gonna try.
I wanna get out of here.
Oh. Austin, Texas, here we come.
We go exactly where I wanted with all our stuff. The three of us are just
perfect.
Now waiting for everybody else to show up.
Where did you go specifically?
What's the lowest one?
Since I knew I've been all over in Texas, it was my original priestly grounds. We're actually going to Corpus Christi, right upon the Mexican border, kind of there.
Yeah, where at in Corpus Christi?
The beach.
The beach?
The beach.
What part of the beach?
We're going to the sand just outside the surf, right on the border where the Rio Grande empties into the Gulf.
Estuary.
You're standing right on the edge of the water there, right? Where the water meets the beach and the Rio Grande empty. So
we could spit
into Mexico.
We are literally just right there. And it's, what time of day is this? I'll just say that there's a brilliant sunrise coming up.
He takes the two chicks to the beach. I get it.
No, I didn't. No, I took one of the chicks and the knocked out unconscious version of Malekith.
Yeah, and the unconscious guy.
So the priest takes.
All right, success. Sunrise is beautiful and everything.
Yes.
What the
hell? Man, this is better.
No more Jack.
Now, if you'll excuse me, the unconscious guy.
I want a different type of Jack, please.
You tell me the one that summoned all the monsters and the one that made a giant hole in the player a gun? What do we got to worry about?
Things are going to calm down now.
Yeah, except for that plane that's still a third of the way over to the States from Dubai.
Oh, man.
Freaking Dubai.
Right. Dubai was really Dubai. We could have had Sioux Falls, but no! We had to go in Dubai.
We had to go to the country where they just make islands because they think they can.
I have to try and cut my hand off.
So yep, make your move.
I'm going because I'm going after Sprinkel Jack with a garrote.
And he fails horribly, cutting his hand off.
And that'd be a three.
Because you're minus one.
So you're going into the cockpit,
and I trip, obviously.
Well, so the garrote wire
that might be giving you
round, going around the neck. Okay, well, Xander has Sprinkel Jack by the neck. So you're actually garroting his wrist. You got it around there.
Sorry, dude.
And all the confusion, you're like, and he's all. So yeah, you've got his hand, his wrist,
which obviously I can't hurt because it's rock.
You can't.
Okay, so just backhand me and get this over with.
But the garrote slides into some of the gravel in your wrist, activating what would be the flexors for your tarsals, and he makes you let him go.
Oh, good. So
Sprinkel Jack falls to the floor, lands on his feet, realizes he has no claws.
I go to grab him again. God damn it.
Are you going
to
try and grab him again?
Yeah.
Do I get hurt in all of this?
I'm going to try to pull him his skull.
We'll worry about that your next turn.
I'm going to try to pull him his skull.
You're going to try to pull him his skull?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I got to deal with the two naked people flying through the air.
Shit.
All right, so.
Free falling.
After the
well, they were free falling.
There's no after the very sinister kiss.
There's not
does
enough
anybody
time to do anything.
Bother doing anything as you're falling?
I'll pop the cord.
That's what I was saying. They did all this and then just gonna okay,
splat right on the water.
Well, you were pretty low in the air for that kind of a jump, so
it's gonna be a rough landing. But
why don't
act under
clench, fire. Clench?
Hell, yeah, that's initial. Well,
naked slamming into the water.
Yeah, let's do the act under fire instead of the
even with a parachute. Yeah, that's
gonna leave a mark.
Yeah, that's not gonna be good.
Chafing.
That's seven.
Yes. Whoa.
So we're landing or we're pulling this?
We're acting under fire to have pulled the cords early enough that we land reasonably gently.
Yeah.
Okay. So like a fall of 20 feet instead of 200
feet. Yeah, you're fighting each other's off for the same cord.
Oh, you make it.
I'm just worried about Thomas because those straps, when he pulls that cord,
you have a plug.
It ain't going to be pretty.
That's 8.
I'm a lot tougher than
him. He's immortal. He can take a shot at the nuts. So
this is not
what if it's 2 damage to the nuts and he only negates 1?
I still got the 1 left.
Just be, never mind.
Okay. So plus you get? Oh, that brings you down to 1 nut,
actually,
right?
Actually, I had a 9. Because I had a
9 and you got a 7?
Oh.
All right. Well, you managed to... You're going to survive, but you're going to hit the water pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, Can I
do a daredevil move and try to like swan dive into it?
You're in a lover's embrace.
Yeah, because that'll be sweet.
With the she's the one wearing the parachute, so she obviously swan dives into the water.
You're both wearing parachutes.
Maybe
that's why I forgot about that. They're no longer embraced. The sheets like, came out.
I am used to having cords and ropes around me.
No, it hurts. No, they're lashed. They both are.
I thought his thing.
Yeah. Well, his was lashed.
Oh yeah, that's right. My crotch ones didn't get lashed, so I'm fine.
Oh yeah,
well, you put it on and jumped out. So I'm guessing you latched up because
I don't know if I took that long. I mean, I was busy wanting to kiss her, but yeah, you know, as long as the shoulder is up, you know, bottom half's a little loosey goosey.
Okay, your shoulder.
Yeah,
but you got a natural strength. He's got a natural strength that totally.
Try swimming now.
Where you going? Come back.
Swan dive,
just try floating.
He's right.
So you're not going to do it?
Well, I did it, and I failed.
Okay.
Belly flop.
So, harm to the luchadoras.
Naked belly flop.
For just not quite tucking the legs up in time.
Well, but she had parachute, so it's like a 20 foot drop.
Yeah.
And you're now both floating in the ocean.
Where?
Which part of the ocean? The Atlantic somewhere. Between Africa and South America.
We took a look.
So we didn't quite make it to the Gulf of Mexico where we're going to be washed up on the same beach as the other.
Yeah,
dude.
You can meet us.
No.
He just said take 2.
Let's hope that ramp drops, huh?
And some drug dealers.
I could do this.
Yeah.
You can run up from Colombia in a cigarette boat.
You know, being a bad scientist, you'd think I'd be able to figure out how this thing runs by now.
So you're the one that luchador doing something.
Escape pod.
So here's a question.
Shut it.
Can you go back and get more?
Would everybody trust me to go back and get more? How close are they together out in the ocean?
What do you even know?
Have you been to that part of the
ocean?
You've
got no idea where they're
at. It says, anywhere you visited or to a person you know well.
Oh.
You know me pretty well, too.
You're in the plan.
I mean,
you touched his jaw.
Do you know did you see them jump out? No, because you were downstairs. They jumped out.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't
I could just be going back to save them.
So you just want to go, you want to think, Thomas.
Maybe.
And Nightcrawler?
Technically, I can do that with...
Bam!
I only need to make a roll once I've got 2 people, 1 or 2 people, so that they can come with. I can just instantly transport, no matter what.
Okay.
That's the way the power reads it.
Yeah. Legit.
So... Poof, I'm in the ocean right next to you.
Ah!
They're still making out.
Hey, they got separated when the chutes came up.
Well, they fought each other.
They're about 20 yards apart. Yeah. Swimming frantically towards each other.
Right, yeah. We're hooking back up as soon as Bob says
sex in the ocean. They fucking laid.
They are in the deep ocean. Oh, no. This is what happens. They're in, like, mid-cross. I pop on top of them, grab them, and...
He feeds.
Did somebody say three-way?
Yeah. What you creepy. Failed to account for was the fact that you showing up, I am at minus one to resist feeding on you. Yeah. So,
hey, I'm trying.
Son of a
I didn't know that. I'm just showing up.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have to see. That's a five to resist feeding on him, so ooh. I definitely feed on him.
Okay.
So that's one harm.
Sacrifices to save you.
I unfortunately also blink away without getting them, but not necessarily back to the same place.
You two
place.
In the escape pod.
Okay.
Hatch.
We've been down here long enough. Are there any windows in there at all?
No.
No?
No.
Although I would say that I can then blink.
No,
back
there are. What you can see, there's four rafts in the escape pod that could fit everybody in it.
Go find a window. See how far we are from the ocean.
Sorry I left you guys out there.
Look at the window! First, mate, Martin. Hey, they
maybe I just popped your head up and, like, the car
wait,
window
did I take
is wide open.
That?
No, it stopped.
Yeah, no, it was stuck.
Oh, yeah.
When he stabbed the lizard man through the
that's
floor,
true.
He kind of fried the circuits to open up the
so
door.
So do I have to investigate this, then?
Well, if you're gonna be his bitch,
yeah,
you go
but it's not like I'm intelligent enough in the modern age to do anything else.
You want to know how far above the water you are? You can go check. That's fine.
All right.
It's approximately 7 cubits cubits below us.
13 furlongs.
The back
nope.
door is still over 3.5 feet because
if I had to guess, sir, I'd say a 4.
That'd be 3 furlongs away.
Okay, and I'm still looking at how
I
to start this thing off.
Parsecs.
Right.
7, 9. Hey.
9 for what?
He figured out
for investigating how to get
he knows
the
what
to
a
go.
Window is.
Oh, to make the okay.
Yeah.
So you've got two options with this escape pod. You can seal it up so it's got its own self-contained atmosphere.
Okay.
And can fly the plane from the pod. So the escape pod can stay in the plane, seal itself up, keep you safe from what is now a pretty dangerous atmosphere in the plane itself.
Right.
And you can fly the plane from the escape pod.
Flying this plane.
Or you can jettison the escape pod. And it has an autopilot that lands it at predetermined GPS coordinates.
Okay, second question. How do I fly a plane from the inside of a pod with no windows?
There's computer monitors there. There's heads up displays. It almost can do it itself.
Almost.
Do it
almost.
Itself. Do it itself.
Yeah,
almost.
Even a time almost. Traveler could do it.
Let's not test that theory.
Well then, let's go ahead and get the GPS out.
Yes.
Try to get this thing
the
to
doctor takes
land
offense.
Wherever it's predetermined to land.
The plane or the pod?
The plane.
The plane.
I am still assuming at this point most of the people in our group is still upstairs.
Because yes,
it's a crapshoot at this point, man. You got lovers flying through the air. You got a stone man
trying
to break.
I don't know that. I have no windows down here.
Fuck your enemy.
Yeah.
You left.
We're not playing this.
And the kid who
have
known his
and
entire
dead
life just. Went up and did something
he's not dead.
Completely
he was
not opposite
not
of what I was saying.
You got a whole freaking circus here.
Yeah. So yeah, let's go ahead and turn on this.
How's that salt water
all right.
on your wounds?
You want to activate the autopilot sequence from
don't worry, I will fix
the escape pod.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to keep
thing. You're
constantly.
At about a 20-degree dive
to
towards the ocean right now, and it's recommend you pull up.
Actually, I'm doing pretty
alrighty.
Good.
Let's pull her up.
When you feed,
the plane levels out.
When you feed, you lose up.
In the process, yeah. Spring-Heel Jack stumbles towards you.
Like I said, I was going to grab a skull with a little,
okay.
like a palming action.
Then kick some ass.
Like a grape.
I've been stabbed, hit with a truck.
An eight?
Yep.
Okay, describe what you're doing.
I'm grabbing him by the skull.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take that axe that I had and just go for the neck.
Go for the neck.
Yeah.
That could possibly go wrong.
What could possibly
go wrong? How much harm does your axe do?
The
guy
three.
Who's still holding on
huh?
to his hand.
Does three.
What? Does three? Three harm?
Yeah.
What? I love it so much.
Heavy messy. Does messy do anything special?
Messy just means that if you're trying to keep things on the deal,
oh, okay.
it doesn't.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I'm not
a big mess.
There's
usually a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Body parts.
I'm not loud by any means. I'm just.
Well, so yeah. I mean, and you're not worried about it. It's a straight up battle. Okay.
Yep.
You grab him. The axe comes in. You cut his head off.
sweet.
You have Springfield Jack's head.
I thought there's a butt in this conversation.
Oh, there's a big butt, because now the body falls to the floor and begins spewing blue fire everywhere in the cockpit.
Oh, that's not as bad as I thought.
I thought he was going to whack me.
At least I have
control. I thought he was
you're in the cockpit.
Yes, I am.
I thought you were still holding the wrist to the neck with the Garrett.
Yeah, you... But you're in the cockpit. Yeah, you've got the blue liquid fire-ish splattering on you. You go ahead and take... you're going to take 2 harm for that.
God, I'm just dealing harm to everybody. That
you're going to take the 1. Chaos. You're going to take 1. You're made out of stone, so...
I'm going to investigate... Read a bad situation. It's kind of what I need to be doing here. And I'm all kinds on that, because that'd be 11.
The blue liquid fire burning your flesh sucks.
Yeah, no shit.
But the real danger here that an investigation brings forth to your attention is the fact that this blue fire is melting through the windshields in the cockpit. And pretty soon... That's going to be all open and exposed.
Do I get any sort of warning system?
Yes,
on
that's
that?
One. I get 3. Right?
You can see what's going on in the cockpit through a monitor.
Can
and
I
not
sense
an escape
that this stuff is like really horrible at this point?
Well, it's blue liquid fire springing out of Springheel Jack's.
So I'm going to take the body and the head.
I still got 2 more questions.
Plane.
Yep.
Okay. Well, there's still. I mean,
I'm just going to run with it. toss it out the plane into the ocean.
Oh, okay.
It's like
all
trash.
Right. Fair enough. Out it goes, but now there's still blue fire everywhere.
Okay.
Meanwhile, out in the ocean...
I actually totally failed and blinked back away and totally left those guys after taking my arm.
After I fed on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're back in Austin.
So at this point, I presumably blinked to somewhere I completely didn't want to go, like... And I'm back now in Corpus Christi on the beach.
Okay.
With these guys, because it only took a couple seconds for me to get from A to B.
Okay, go ahead
then
with the
to
other
C.
Questions.
Yep. Okay. Go with questions.
So, right now, I am standing in this cockpit full of blue fire. He just tossed the body and the head out the window.
Yep.
Right, or out the door.
Yep.
Hole in the plane.
Yep.
Okay. What is the best way to protect the victims, as in he and I?
Question quick. Is there any sort of intercom from my area to the cockpit?
Roll. Investigate.
8.
8?
Yes.
Yes, there is, but you've got a red light on the other end of the intercom in the cockpit.
Okay.
You can try it.
Let's try
it. But it looks damaged.
Let's try it anyhow.
Okay. The best way to protect, you're thinking right now, would be to get the hell out of the cockpit, down and into the escape pod.
In which case, I am trying to...
And what is the best way for me to get from here to there? Is it just going to be straight back through
back
and down,
and down
steps?
The steps? You hear...
let's go!
You hear Dr. Nemo's voice cutting in and out, and you're like...
Escape pod! No! Naked in the ocean!
Stay up there.
Naked.
Yes. Meanwhile, down in the cargo bay. Don't stay up there.
Come with me. Let's go. Time to go. Gotta go.
I'm smoking a cigarette, looking out the window, that hole in the wall, and I'm just smoking a cigarette, shotgun in my hand. Like, son of a bitch.
Let's go. You have a pot. Gotta go.
You want to
go
with? Down with them?
Yeah, because I look out and it's just water, so I'm going to go down to the cargo bay.
So we're all going to jump
throwing the blue flaming thing out the door, right?
Yeah, because...
What I'd like to do then? Finish up.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm going to go down there because the plane's not going down right now.
It's, not anymore.
Okay.
It's leveled out.
It's leveled out, so I mean, I'm in no huge hurry, but
yeah.
I'm going to go down with them.
So what I'd like to do is ask Svetlana, because the other guy is still... kind of just knocked out there. If it would be a good idea to try and resurrect the van. And what GM will it take to do so using big magic?
To bring the van to your location?
Basically, I want to remake the van out of...
Oh, jeez.
I'm not...
Oh, boy.
That's going to take a lot of time to set up if you want to do the big magic. You're looking at a couple of days,
Or weeks.
Well, or weeks. Hey, come on, don't help him out here.
You're going to need a couple of days to track down the proper materials you're going to need.
Okay.
Namely, steel, plastics.
I feel like that plane's going to be crashing a lot, couple of days past.
Well, the plane is, but these other two are out in the middle of the ocean. So, I thought maybe we could just have a nice surprise for them when they show up.
Try to play the nice guy for once. It'll take you a couple of days to gather the pieces that you would need.
Does the van count as a weapon?
Well, in some people's hands it does.
When you use it to run over a Springheel Jack and then throw one at him, yeah.
I have the skill called Destructive Genius. I can basically make weapons. They're only temporary, but still.
That's what I do with inanimate objects. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and then you're going to have to, if Svetlana is willing to lend some help, so you can cut down on the time it would take for you to research the proper... magic channels to tap into and such.
It's gonna be a while. We're gonna take us a while to swim back anyway.
Yeah, for you guys that are like jumping out of the plane,
the plane's leveled out.
Once we get into that escape pod, the rest of the plane will go through. Right.
You just pass up opportunities like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like. But
we've absolutely separated the party into three separate, distinct groups now.
Yeah.
We
got a flying window
and the wrestler.
I guess my question is,
I saw you
given time, can I accomplish this? By the time
they
show up somewhere, will I have their van in all its glory?
Are you jumping after us?
Right back.
I know, but
not quite.
And in theory, I could just drive that to wherever.
I clearly saw them jump out, and I don't know why I didn't think of that. So I know they're down in the water, so when I get down to the cargo bay, I'm going to kick a raft out the door.
Oh, thanks.
That was nice of you.
Since it hasn't been flying for an additional
so everybody
five
goes
minutes.
Down to the lower deck.
How much time actually passed? Because I shot these guys, lit another cigarette,
couple
and then
minutes.
It went down.
Yeah, so I mean, you watched the plane. Yeah. So everybody head down to the second deck, except for those in the ocean and those in quotes Christy Texas.
Yep.
What is happening?
Jim, he's the one that goes down there. That was a teehee. Sorry.
Every parachute on the plane has a built-in GPS locator.
We can play that going forward. And
on
the way it reads
the screen there, you can
see
where these two are in the ocean.
You can carry one or two people,
so
but then you need to roll.
Pick them up.
Well, there's structural damage to the plane. The computer is telling you that would be a bad idea.
But the escape pod can.
No roll?
It seems
the escape pod cannot fly on its... It can guide itself to a location that you preset and land safely. It isn't designed to take out and fly and do maneuvers.
Okay.
If you want to do like maneuvers and such, it's going to take.
We can just modify that going forward.
Do we
want
to roll for our big magic?
Use the plane to do that.
Yep, we can. Let's see what happens.
You're going to roll for the van?
Yeah, we're doing some.
Alright.
Am I going to fit in the escape
pod? For you guys to come back.
Yeah, all you guys can fit into the escape pod.
I get in the escape pod.
Yeah.
Ready?
I think everybody did.
Yeah.
Nine.
Okay, so you definitely help.
Do you get any pluses for the helping, though, with the.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got that lousy weirdness. The lousiest of all weirdness.
Well, but the help out is plus cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Which is still
plus zero.
Oh, well, still
do
a 90.
I technically
and
get
you get a mark.
You expose yourself to
every
trouble.
Every time you use one of those two.
Not in Corpus Christi.
Yeah, she's leveled.
While you're trying to help me
once do this magic.
Okay. Well,
so let's just see if I completely biff it. And
better not.
It gets out of my control again. Because that's... Whoop. We absolutely nailed use magic.
For the big magic?
Well, that's what we were hoping for. I don't know if I need to use magic several times.
Well,
or if
how
you want to run that. Because I would really like to have the van.
We
would
all
love
to have the van.
Plus, I mean, seriously, that thing was pimped.
Why would you not want the armored van with infirmary. A med station.
So you're going for the luchador van.
Right. Yeah. All right. Good friend.
Well, you know, being in Corpus Christi,
you're a wrestler. Help me fit in.
It says Priest Harden. He is a huge fan of wrestling.
At least I
have
my infirmary grabbed. You need to come to my infirmary. All
right, well, the spell begins to work. And it's going to take time. You don't need to, like, actively keep them, like...
I don't need to keep focus.
The focus isn't the issue. It's more of an upkeep kind of thing. You set the spell in motion. It's doing its thing. You just need to kind of contain it every once in a while, keep it on track. Okay. It's kind of like dealing with a toddler. If it's the, oh, neat, and the magic wants to go off and do something, you get, no.
Okay.
So you guys are in the process of doing that in Corpus Christi.
Yeah, sweet. That's fine. All right. I'm absolutely doing that.
Everybody else?
We're going to drop...
Escape pod.
Yeah.
Is it like a flight and water capabilities, or is it just flight?
Investigate.
Great.
I'm in there too. I'll help you investigate.
9?
I don't have to help you investigate.
It can make a water landing.
But
the return capsule from the Apollo missions. It just splashed down, raft comes underneath it, it sits there.
Ah. So while they're doing all that, I'm going to hop in my van, see if it starts.
It's armored. Yeah, it starts.
All right. You
put it through worse beatings.
I'm going to back it out of the wreckage and park it right. Because the way I understand it, this escape pod, down in the cargo, is like a kind of a trench on each side. And underneath is the actual like escape pod, and you can seal it shut. I'm going to park it right on top of the escape pod.
You dick.
He wants to keep the van.
It is a bitch to requisition those kind of things.
Yeah. You want to upstairs the paperwork?
It's a nightmare. Fly the plane back around, see if we can pick
don't
up those
forget
guys
strap in
or something.
Strap in.
I'll strap her in too.
Strap it in. Strap it in. They cut straps. Buy a new strap.
Yep.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. We had a truck there. I think Malakath had a truck there too.
Yeah, I think that might just be lost to history.
it's around in there someplace.
Was there anything special about it?
No, I think it's like plain truck is what he had written down. So,
okay.
Just like a
what happened to the unconscious guy anyhow?
He's in Corpus Christi, Texas. Just chilling,
because he owed him his life.
Still out cold.
So, did you want to take control of the
recompense?
So yeah, you have control of the aircraft from the escape pod. Dom just parked right over top of the hatch there.
So he's screwed himself over if we decide to unlatch the escape pod.
He can still get in the escape pod. He just has to get under his truck to do it.
Yeah.
Van, truck, whatever.
So, and you've got the GPS locator showing you the two in the water.
Yes, how far away
and then
are
you've
they?
you've got one in Corpus Christi, Texas that is going off.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to be our preset location.
You can set it that way if you wanted to.
Do we forget completely about those guys and hope that he might go back there eventually?
Yeah, you can try and teleport to them again.
I could try and teleport to them again.
But
can
you do have to kind
risk
of
getting fed on.
Can somewhere. I help with his teleporting?
Well, if you want, you've got the big magic going on that you have.
Right. That's the
you
thing.
You could possibly heal him.
And we do have a raft.
Yeah, they do right now.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks to them.
So, are you going to get in at all, or are you just going to sit in
the
van?
I'm waiting for a word from you guys. I'm just sitting in my bed, smoking cigarettes, listening to
the
CDs. I've got a CD, and I'm just
he's got some
music.
Like Johnny Cash rolling in there.
No. You know that he would. What?
Okay, so if you're not going to get into the escape pod within the next, say, 10 seconds,
I think
we're
it's pretty
going
safe
without
to say
you.
He's not going to. So
I thought
what
it was
you
on top of the escape pod, so it would escape with it.
No,
you want to watch this puppy out of here?
Not,
yeah,
and there's nothing.
Get in the water with those guys, right?
No, they've got a raft.
So
we're not worried about that. We're going to
actually work
Corpus Christi.
We're going to Corpus Christi.
I'm going with my bag.
We have to go stay in the airplane.
That's what it sounds like.
We can fly the plane from the escape pod. So the whole plane, holes in all. Are
heading towards Corpus
You're setting
Christi
course to land at the airport.
Is it going
Corpus
to
Christi?
Make it to Corpus Christi? Because last I heard, we were
Christi
a third of the way over top of the.
There's only one way to find out. I mean, the fuel levels look okay. It had enough fuel to make it all the way to Mexico City.
Yeah,
which is further.
So the only issue is the structural integrity of the actual craft, which it's still flying,
But somehow it took some hits.
How the hell is it still flying?
It's magic here.
I mean, if you look at this thing from the outside, it's just kind of puts it along, huge hole in the side, blue fire and smoke coming out of the cockpit windows out front. There's
the
claw marks on the wing on the outside.
The only place I can properly smoke my cigarette is in my van.
Yeah. The back cargo door is open a little bit.
Yeah.
Not all the way.
And the escape pod, can it make it to Corpus Christi or wherever we're going?
Corpus Christi? On its own?
Yes.
This is turned into escape.
No. You would need
monster.
The...
We would need the plane.
This is turned to escape, not monster.
We did there, monster.
There were monsters. And we're still potentially investigating.
We're going to keep flying the plane.
Well, the whole thing was to get down to Mexico City to help out...
Right, we haven't even gotten there yet. Yeah.
The poor children.
I know, we're going after the children.
I should have known
hardly
you
been a
bastards
day, anyhow.
Would ruin the airplane.
Hey, come on now.
Putting you guys on a plane.
I would like to work some magic to speak with a creature that I do not share a language with. I'm going to ask some dolphins for a tow.
All right,
you and your no clothes. You know how those dolphins are.
Dolphins don't have clothes either.
Oh, dolphins hate my ass.
What about shark?
You got a shark.
Oh, jeez.
You're
speaking shark to a dolphin. Yeah.
The narwhal comes up and pokes you in the ass.
More narwhal action.
No.
More hot, sexy narwhal action.
Slap
the dolphins
ass.
Are just naked humans in our neighborhood. Get out of here.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, there's nothing going on there.
Technically, you could do the same.
Who?
You.
Me?
All right. Well,
yeah.
Anybody can use magic.
Okay, I'm going to...
it's just how successful you are at it.
This is a read a bad situation.
You've got the same weird as I do.
What am I going
to
do?
I've been trying to do weird... magic-y priest stuff already.
You're gonna summon a monster.
And I do.
Oh, that's right. I totally am doing big magic.
So, are there any dangers here we haven't noticed?
In the cockpit or the escape pod?
I'm down in the escape pod.
Dangers that you haven't noticed?
Mm-hmm.
No.
What is
we are
the
now finally
threat?
Aware of all the horrible things happening.
The biggest threat?
There.
The biggest threat you're facing right now is making sure that the plane gets to Corpus Christi without falling apart.
Can I fly
And what is the best way to protect the victims?
A little stretched.
Getting everybody inside the escape pod.
I was going to say, you could start investigating.
Yeah.
I'm just chilling in my van, smoking cigarettes, listening to Johnny Cash.
Can't smoke in the escape pod.
So I'm going to stick my head up out of the escape hatch.
You can open it up about that much.
Dom, get your ass down here.
The music is too loud.
Who do I know that can help us right now?
All right, so
I'm gonna yell for Dom to come down and join us.
I can help us.
The invitation's there, Dom. Yeah,
so
you can
so
know that.
I was just thinking that you could.
I've been everywhere.
Tell him we'll be right down, and then think about it for a second. Just on the off chance that this thing lands and the van is still intact, I open up the cargo hatch and put my van in neutral and let it roll out.
We just try and
if I got to requisition a new van, it's may as well total the first one.
Worst thing.
Maybe he'll allow you to ask from that.
So then I go down and I crawl in the pod.
Okay, well, the door wasn't open, so the van didn't roll out and just hit the door.
Right. It didn't open.
Yeah, the circuitry's fried open.
It'll be all right.
Yeah, it's the van.
I mean, I don't know if we can.
All right.
While we're doing
so, mm-hmm. Everybody's in the.
We're flying this plane as far as it'll go, and then we'll take the rest of the way with the escape pod.
Well, it.
There is a med station in the van. Is there any way that I could like haul that junk along?
You guys are all staying in the plane. They can fly the plane.
Oh, it's
from
okay.
Yeah, you can fly. They can fly the plane. They are flying the plane.
All right.
From the escape pod.
And by they mean we. Me.
Yeah.
Hi.
Can I do anything while I'm doing the big magic stuff?
You're helping him?
Yes.
Oh, that's gonna take.
It would be too much extra.
Yeah, it's taking your. Okay. I mean, okay. You can kind of work in shifts, but while you're not concentrating on the other person, is the rest needs to happen.
Okay, that's fine.
But that's okay.
If we can further our.
After a few hours, you guys land at Corpus Christi.
Welcome.
Is it like a water landing?
No, it's at the airport.
Okay.
Mayday, mayday! We are coming in rough.
Can imagine the looks we got.
It's all yeah.
We managed to save your fan.
Fire trucks come pulling up. Security officers come pulling up.
Does the water actually affect that blue fire that's burning through the hole of our plane?
That has been extinguished by the time you land. Okay. It's all scorched and you get crazy in there.
Wonderful.
The two of you floating in the ocean.
Yeah. We were left in the middle.
Whatever options that leaves you.
Well, I could try some big magic as long as all it takes is a lot of time. And I don't think I've got a whole lot in the way of components unless I can harvest them from the sea.
Unless it means salt water or salt water.
Right.
Oh,
I might be able to get some coral or something.
Ride a tsunami all the way
to... I don't know, you're on the depression.
I already tried the dolphin method.
Listen, you could...
bring a tsunami just to get home. Yep.
You could do a thing beyond human limitations and pull like a dash from The Incredibles.
That was sort of my next thing. I was like, otherwise, I'm just going to get in and, beyond human capacity, just swim like a mofo.
Succubi and succubi usually have wings, don't they?
No, I do not have flights. Nope. If I fail a few more times, I might be able to level up and then I could fly. But unfortunately, my beeper went off and my apartment is done being renovated instead. So, kind of wishing I'd picked flight at this point. But would have been a little more useful.
Yeah, because that haven is coming in real handy now.
Do you have to fail at what you...
No.
Your highlights
you just have to use it.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as you rolled, then you got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of wish I'd saved that advance, and then when we went out the side of the plane, then my wings could have unfurled, and that would have been pretty freaking sweet. But I think I'm going to just try and swim, like Speedy McSpeederson, and see if I can get us to... I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I don't even know where we're going.
You are hours away from...
Right. Well, I'm
can
in the middle of the ocean with no way to navigate.
Can
like,
we
I,
see
like, I don't even know which direction I would point us, even if I did.
Can we see
so you
land?
Have no...
Can I use my
Well, yeah, I guess I've got that. So,
you guys don't know that we're at Corpus Christi,
though. It's a life raft from a plane. It's got to have a transponder buoy on it. So we'll just pop that and wait for the Coast Guard to show up.
Might not be the Coast
halfway
Guard.
Through.
Right, well,
might be the Dubai
whoever
Navy
shows up.
The Dubian Navy?
The Dubian Navy. Navy.
Yeah, whatever is nearby.
You want to wait it out?
Two guys in the van.
Well, I mean, I'm figuring, like, they're talking about, like, days-long magic rituals here, so I'm guessing, like after we give them a few hours, and once we've seen the plane, like, go away, I think, we're going to...
Okay.
About that, because, I mean, she can't sit out here for, days and days on end. We don't have
naked.
We've I guess we've probably got the supplies that are in the raft.
Well, he's going to end up feeding on her to death.
I've got my
parachute.
I cut a little mermaid.
You make a
from
poncho.
She was hot in that outfit.
Oh yeah.
Still doesn't have clothes on.
Transpond
sunburn.
You
explain that to the Coast Guard.
The sun goes down. And it comes back up, so at least now you know where east and west are.
Right.
And there is a rescue helicopter in the sky.
Okay.
With boots like your jacket.
Oh, no.
No. They pick you up out of the water and bring you back. You are now...
still naked?
Yeah.
You are now aboard the U.S. Naval Carrier... Yorktown.
Oh, this is going to go
USS
well.
USS Yorktown.
Yes.
No hablo inglés. Mexico.
We got us here at Ford! Ford! So I think actually that we can kind of tie it up kind of nicely right there. Yeah. We got the group at the Corpus Christi Airport. We got the big magickers on the beach trying to make a van out of metal.
Well, and we would have been the naked lovers in that time.
By the way,
on the USS
we
Yorktown.
Do have the plane, so now you guys can kind of take
Scavenge
the old
plane.
Old broken up.
Yeah, you guys haven't found each other yet, though.
Yeah, no, we're still in different places.
Yeah, they're on a beach.
I'm going to do one more investigative mystery. Because if I do that, then I'll get to level up
again.
Yeah, if anybody wants to do one more thing, now's the time.
I can't do anything.
Yeah, I'm in the midst of magicking.
Yes.
Perfect.
Sweet. So I get a hold two. Yeah, hold two on investigative mystery.
Where's my friends?
But have you guys heard of anything weird happening?
One of them was wearing a parachute, right? So we know where they're at. We know where they're at, but they don't know where we're at.
You know where...
We know where everybody
is. Svetlana and Priest Hardon are.
And
Hardon.
Yeah, Hardon. And where Selena and Thomas are. But Selena and Thomas's transponders are moving. They move quickly, and then they shut down.
Okay.
And my last thing that I'm going to do, I'm going to enchant my weapon.
No!
That's
how it's all started!
Don't do it!
You can't blame that on me.
Yes, we can.
We can and we will.
I actually think I'm going to. I like that shotgun.
You're
going
to change your shotgun?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you not?
Yeah, you can absolutely. Why wouldn't you be able to? Yes, you can.
Plus
weird.
FYI, by default, that'll only last 30 minutes.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's not permanent.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Doing it now, I don't know, we're sort of entering a 3 days later period, so a 30-minute enchantment on a...
He just really thought something else was popping out of anywhere.
My phone just went off. My freaking interior decorator just called. I'll be ganged, it's done!
They are busy, huh?
Man, yeah.
Yours too?
Same crew.
Did you make yourself a haven?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let's make sure we're not doubling up on too much stuff.
What's a haven?
I took a mystic library and a panic room. What do you got?
Oh, I'm thinking I better have an armory.
I have an armory.
You have an armory?
We are armored.
In Dubai.
It's in Dubai. You might have
my library is in Dubai. My armory is not in Dubai.
Oh, you got multiple locations.
I have not specified where my armory is.
It's obviously in Mexico City.
I think these are all options on a single haven.
See, I thought so too.
I think it's all in Dubai.
Yeah. You live in Dubai.
Is there end of session stuff in this one, like Dungeon World? No? Okay.
Here. No, there's no end of session stuff.
You don't...
Yeah, but... Oh, I can pick up
things. You got
things.
A lab.
I can pick things
level
from
up
other
on the
fly.
Not a lot to cover, really.
Alrighty. So did everybody enjoy playing our new game?
That was fun.
Excellent.
Good time.
This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music is by Idol Exhibit.